The door of the study stood ajar as he had left it, a finger of light from the hall reaching across the floorboards to touch the books on the shelves beyond. He was almost tempted to go in, to sit with Killian in his long, empty chair and try to find a way inside his head. But he was tired, and somehow Killian seemed to have made greater inroads into Enzo's mind than the Scotsman had made into his. So he made a conscious effort to free his thoughts of both Killian and his killer, to empty his mind and climb the stairs to a cold bed and the oblivion of sleep. As on the previous evening, the little bedroom was awash with moonlight, and he refrained from turning on the electric light. But as he turned to drape his jacket over the chair, he saw once more the light in the window opposite framed clearly by the black of the night. Jane Killian was again engaged in the process of undressing herself in full view. She had already removed her top and was wearing only her black bra and jeans. Reflexively, Enzo turned away. He could have stood and watched, in the certain knowledge that she could not possibly have seen him. But he was discomforted by the thought that she was undressing herself in the full glare of electric light to make him do just that. He felt manipulated, as if she were testing his male libido, sensing his lack of sexual interest in her from the start. He stripped down to his boxers and threw back the bed covers, but as before he could not resist a final look, and this time saw her standing completely naked in the window, gazing out across the grass toward the annex. To his intense annoyance, he felt the first stirrings of sexual desire in his loins, and he slipped quickly between the cold sheets to douse them. He shivered and curled up on his side, pulling the blanket tight around his chin. He closed his eyes and conjured up an image of Charlotte, with her shining black eyes and her long curling locks tumbling across square shoulders. Then recalled with dismay his last meeting with her at the Bonaparte in Paris. "Let me know when you're in town again, and I'll apply for an audience," she had said, as if he were the one who made it difficult for them to be together. He flipped over onto his other side and screwed his eyes tight shut, trying to expunge the memory from his mind. As sleep descended like an angel of the night, the space it left was immediately filled by Killian's ghost. He drifted off into restless dreams of half-warmed fish.